Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator. So you went from thinking he was an idiot after Carolina, and rightfully so, we didn't do anything well, to this is what the offense should look like after the win before the bye against the Commanders. By the way, we mentioned this, maybe we did, maybe we didn't. Commanders, by the way, it's a better win than you think it is. They went on the road, beat the Chargers last week. Jaden Daniels came back. They're still banged up a lot. But they found a way to get it done, and it just shows you, like, Dan Quinn's team is really good. They're well-coached. But when Jaden's out there, it's just a different deal. And I thought that was a really – it put a little bit extra on the win that we had against them. Right. Because at the end of the year, it doesn't matter who played and who didn't play. Did you win or did you lose? Did you beat them or did you not? So, Mike, as we head into this Monday night game, how much do you trust Zach to open up the playbook against the Bills this week?
Well, I think that the – Kyle Pitts is a guy you might want to get a little more usage out of. Just a suggestion, if I could throw that in the inbox. But yeah, I think there's a guy that I think is underutilized. If Darnell Mooney's not 100%, then pivot more action, more throws towards Kyle Pitts. You know, I think that Michael Penix Jr. is capable of making all those throws. I mean, as I said, a young quarterback's going to have a clunker, and let's just chalk that up in Carolina and turn the page because you see what he's capable of doing. But this Buffalo defense, I think we can run the football. And this gets, look, the pistol argument, we debated with Arch last week. It's not going anywhere. So as much as I love to see Michael Penix Jr. under center and doing, you know, some play action, they'll maintain. You can still do all that stuff from the pistol, and it is what it is. So that's not going to change. But you're right. Dial up some stuff. The self-scouted looks. Make sure we're throwing some new stuff because you know McDermott's going to be looking at everything we did last week against the Commanders.
Yeah, which Falcon player offensively do you believe will have the most – impact outside of Bijan Robinson? And that's what Mike's talking about. Yes, we know we've got to get the ball to Bijan. It is key number one for me offensively. But who else is going to have that kind of impact outside of Bijan and Tyler Allgeier? And again, split the carries, Mike. I don't know. I don't care how it works. If Bijan's hot, keep him in. Tyler's hot, let him get some more carries. I don't care how that ultimately looks as long as they're pounding these guys and we're getting yards and first downs and touchdowns out of it. But I would tell you guys, simply because of the way that the Bills play defense. Mike, I think you're onto this. I think Kyle Pitts could have another big game. And when I say another, he's only scored one touchdown. But, Mike, there are opportunities for him to score more than just one touchdown, I think, in this game. And I think he's the guy that could have the most impact outside of those running backs.
I know that we've mentioned over the years Shanahan did so many things right. And we talked about, you know, when do you give it to Coleman? When do you give it to Freeman? Sarkisian never picked up on that. Specifically in that divisional playoff game against the Eagles, when you know he just never seemed to have the right guy dialed in. This is something where I think Zach is getting a good handle on. I think there's times, certainly it's not just in the red zone because both guys are capable of scoring from anywhere on the field. But you're right, you know, sometimes it's good to give, you know, Bijan a chance to catch his breath and let, you know, Allgeier run with it and give him an entire series, right, all the way down the field.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I get you're giving guys a break, certain formations and sets, you're putting different guys in there. But for me, I'm with you. Like, if you're going to give a guy a series, let him go. And you know, let him break this thing. But sometimes I also feel like teams are keying on Bijan, at least early in the season, Mike, so much that Tyler's able to come in and, like, clean things up. You know, it's kind of like that run he had for the touchdown. It was right. Like, you know, Bijan's doing all this stuff, and then here's Tyler. He's just cleaning things up and running over guys. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. One of the things that we know is going to be important is the return of A.J. Terrell.
Yeah.
We don't know right now what his status is. My guess is, Mike, we will know by Thursday when we get up there what the situation is.
We will pump Coach for information.
Yes.
But A.J. Terrell coming back, as we said, you know, doing his job. And look, as you said, it's not exactly like an all-star team of receivers, you know, with Buffalo, but they get the job done. So they wouldn't be in the going as far as they go every year in the playoffs without it. But you're right. You've got to have a guy that can do his job so the other defenders can focus. Don't have your back to Josh Allen, which is the big worry. And if A.J. Terrell is able to do his thing, that's great. But look, you know, that 23-20 Patriots win, it made you feel, as a fan, we said this yesterday, you wish maybe we had the Bills undefeated, maybe a little cocky, I don't know. But now you've seen some, they're human. If it bleeds, we can kill it. There's some things we could do against Buffalo. But I do think we can throw the football. And I think if you look at those receivers, you mentioned Dalton Kincaid. Who's D'ing him up? Is that Jesse Bates territory? Is that Xavier Watts territory?
It could be. I mean, we got safeties that can do those things. There's no doubt about it. By the way, just a few minutes ago, Raheem's doing his Monday. He usually does a Zoom with the media, mm-hmm. and so that's what's going on today because everything got pushed back a day. But he was saying that Xavier Watts, if he would have caught those potential interceptions in week one, he would have been the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. Not just the rookie defensive player right. of the month. And he's right. I mean, that it was that close. You're probably talking about four picks now for Xavier Watts on the season. As far as Josh Allen, Raheem simply saying he's big and he's a problem everywhere. Duh. I'm telling you, I just don't think you ever go to one of these games, it doesn't matter what sport it is, and you finally get a chance to see a guy up close and personal, you're like, damn. Like, you realize how big and physical, intimidating they are? That's Josh. Like, TV doesn't do him justice. When you see him up close and personal, you're going to be like, damn, he's thick, big, strong, and fast.
You sound like one of those nitwit influencers they had on the YouTube game down in Brazil. Let's go to so-and-so. Wow, these guys are really big. Thanks.
Damn.
Thanks, guy with like 15 gazillion followers. Yeah. That was some insight. But it's true. I mean, and that's why I said it to Carl yesterday, just seeing Miami, you know, I didn't see him last year down at the Hard Rock, but to see the kind of athletes that the U has that can compete with anybody in the top five, Ohio States of the world, Oregon's of the world. You're right. And this is something about, you know, Josh Allen is not allowing that backbreaking big first down run, you know, that gets that game-winning drive. But that seems to be that. Can you stop that? Can we do that? Do we have the athletes? We invested heavily on defense the last 2 years. This is going to be a hell of a test.
Oh, it really is. Ross saying today that AJ will practice this week.
All right.
But they're not saying whether he'll be playing. See, remember, this is like the Darnell Mooney thing. He's practicing. Yeah. He's practicing. Is he going to be ready? And speaking of Darnell, what's up, Darnell? Man, I need you back. Cordell Hodge and Darnell Mooney, they'll know more this week. Like I said, when we get up there Thursday, Mike, that's 2 days away. We should know a lot more where things are.
And we've talked about how bad the field position has been, and we've got to be better at that. But again, Cordarrelle Hodges, again, you know, he's one of the NFL Pro Bowlers, you know, consummate Pro Bowlers as a special teamer. So getting him back in the mix, I mean, I guess he's a force multiplier because, man, we've been some brutal, brutal teams, as they say, this season.
If that continues, something has to change. That means firing somebody else.
Well,
I mean, Mike, you cannot continue to allow special teams to play such a role in your L's.
Marquise Williams has been around since 21.
You can't.
You know, and we've had some good special teams over the years on this team, but that's got to be addressed. If the injuries are the excuse, but you're going to hold him to the same standard you held Ike Hilliard, then you're on thin ice.
Yeah. No, we like Marquise. He's got to do a better job of whatever the messaging is to get these guys to play up to their
stay
capability.
in your lane.
But if it doesn't happen, if Monday night we're still talking about special teams and Tuesday we roll in here, Mike, and it's like, oh, well, if they wouldn't have given up this kick and a kick didn't get blocked or they missed this, I'm going to go off because that you can attribute every loss to how special teams has played this season.
It is tough, as Carl mentioned, kind of getting out. Carl, we're just talking off the air, take you behind the curtain. It's like you're out of rhythm because we don't have a Falcons game to talk about. We got to wait all the way till Monday. Again, special show with us, Andy, Randy. It's going to be a mashup. It's going to be a lot of fun over at Signia.
Yes, it is.
At their sports bar.
I don't even know if we'll talk sports, to be honest with you. We may not.
I know. We just might.
Abe, we may not.
This game's going to suck.
By the way, Abe is just wearing us out. I mean, he literally had a show. For those, you can imagine, you know, we just show up and just BS, but we have an outline.
Who cares about that? Abe, we just show
but
up.
But Abe is trying to get us a show sheet, like a week before the show.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
This is true.
I mean, so many things can happen. Because we got college games to talk about on Monday. Could be an alien invasion. You know, you don't know where this thing could go. You know, Taylor Swift.
That's an alien invasion. Abe's the right guy you went on to do.
Right. Taylor Swift could call it off. She could break it off with Kelsey for all we know.
You know what? That's very possible. Mike's right. I mean, there's just so many things that are going on.
A lot of variables in the equation.
There is.
We were joking around with Randy on the way out. Like, Randy just rolled his eyes. But anyway, so we will be working Monday. But
don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
We will be in the throwbacks, guys, coming up on Monday.
Oh,
so
that's right.
The red lids, the old school, which I think is the cleanest, tightest Falcon uniform we got. And we do well in it, man. We've got a great win-loss record in those old school unis, so looking forward to it.
By the way, speaking of Taylor Swift, did you see what she said? She was on, Jimmy Fallon last night. Did you guys see this? Why she has not said yes to the Super Bowl? She says Jay-Z and all the folks that are behind the scenes have asked, or at least they've had conversations. She said he's not officially asked, but they've had conversations. And basically, Mike, this came down to her being all in on Travis and supporting what Travis is doing and doesn't want to take away from that if she was to potentially do the Super Bowl. Well, we know she's not doing it this year. Bad Bunny.
Right.
But isn't this supposed to be his last year? Has he said this is going to be his last year?
So, you know, what's the concern? That Travis Kelce couldn't be in the – he would come outside to watch the show and he wouldn't be in the locker room?
She says she's locked in.
And
that's
by the way,
she said. That's what she said.
She says she's
We're going to ask Arch this coming up. He'll be on here in about a half hour. I've heard – you and I have been doing this show forever. Do they make halftime adjustments or they just tell guys – move over 3 inches, move over, take another angle, because I've heard...
eat a bunch of Uncrustables.
I've literally heard that halftime adjustments are the biggest fallacy in the NFL, or they really do happen.
It depends.
Like, but then why do teams who score then all of a sudden don't score? Why do things change so demonstrably in so many games?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll ask Archie about that, because, you know, again, it's the longest halftime in the NFL season, the Super Bowl halftime.
Now, it's funny you say this, because last week, the Texas-Florida game was on, and EJ was like, if I'm Florida, I change nothing at halftime.
Right.
I literally had the guys come up. I go, fellas, we're doing the same thing. And he said, I was the coach. I wouldn't change anything. And to your point, you wonder at some points in these games, that doesn't happen. But, Mike, I think it depends. If you're in a game where you're not executing and you know certain things should be working, you're going to call a few different plays. You're going to talk about it. But at the end of the day, like, I think people feel like we're in these movies all the time where a coach comes in and throws a chair or a clipboard and, like, goes off. That doesn't happen.
All these inches add up to that yard. You know, but I will say this, any given Sunday, because, you know, Oliver Stone was on a lot of cocaine when he made that movie, admittedly.
Yes, he was.
Day-Day, when they're at the halftime show, they turn halftime to like a MASH unit. Everybody, like they're doing triage. I know injuries are part of it, but I mean, it was just so over the top. Well, I ask Arch about this because, you know, some guys go, nah, not really. And some guys go, yeah. Like Brent Key didn't throw a nutty at halftime at Wake Forest. He basically kept it all businesslike.
Yeah.
You know, Jimbo Fisher occasionally would throw nutties, according to, you know, guys I know that were in those locker rooms back in the old days. Didn't work for Texas A&M, that's for darn sure.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, sometimes it connects, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know, man. But all right, we'll ask Arch that question. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And again, tomorrow we're out in Hiram. Come join us at Buffalo's Cafe. We'll be out there from 2 to 6 tomorrow having a good time. But just getting you caught up on all the injury news with the Falcons, and this is kind of where we are. Basically what Ra is saying, at least right now, and we'll know more at the end of the week, that most of these guys will probably practice. They had a week off. They had a week of recovery. They had treatment, all those things. And he's basically telling us we still have to wait and see on some of these injuries. Cordero Hodge, Darnell Mooney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
AJ will practice, but that doesn't mean he's going to play, because if he was going to play, he'd tell you. So
right.
that's kind of where we are, Mike, when you talk about what the injury situation looks like.
I know that, you know, AJ Terrell, the hamstring, that was what? It goes back to week 2. So, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So if you're thinking about a timeline, and the only thing that's going to help a hamstring injury is rest, and there's various grades on
my hammy.
So, yeah, I mean, we talked about Travis Hunter last night, and he looked like his was giving him some discomfort trying to trade. I think I want to say it was Xavier Worthy. It could have been Hollywood Brown. Either way, trying to, oh God, find another gear, and then, oh, now your heel toned it back to the sideline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.